Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to do today lesson three. And today lesson three is about climate and natural disaster. Some of the questions are similar to last week's questions. So what I probably will do is do this week's questions and then mix up last week's questions for review. And then also just ask some other types of questions. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's just go through what we have for question one. Is why are there such great differences in climate in Japan?
That is because Japan is a long, narrow chain of islands, and its archipelago stretches almost over 3,000 kilometers from northeast to southwest, and its southernmost and northernmost point ranges between 20 degrees and 46 degrees north latitude. Okay. It's roughly same as Louisiana and Texas and Seattle in the north in the United States.
Okay.
And at the far north and south of Japan have very different climates. And in March, for example, and you can enjoy sunbathing in Okinawa, mm-hmm. that's south of Japan, and
okay.
also go skiing in Hokkaido.
Okay, good. All right. What we could do is think about what maybe some of the other features or why the climate is, well, different also is because of monsoon winds mm-hmm. affect different areas, right? Like the western part of Honshu
mm-hmm.
and western part of Hokkaido have the monsoons in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So because they have the monsoons, they also bring lots of snow
mm-hmm.
to certain parts, right? That's something maybe that's also affects the weather
mm-hmm.
or the climate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. But basically it's because Japan is a long country north to south.
Mm-hmm.
And as people have said, it's like the United States from north to south. The climate's very mm-hmm. different because of the latitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so Japan is the same thing. Okay, good. That sounds fine. All right. Let's go just to the next question, which is, please tell me about the climate in winter in Hokkaido and Okinawa.
Okay. The climate of Hokkaido is located in the temperate zone. And
Well, I think the climate of Hokkaido. Hokkaido is located.
Hokkaido is located in the temperate zone and subarctic zone.
Okay.
And the other part of Hokkaido is the subarctic zone, and Hokkaido is known for very icy winters, and it has heavy snowfalls and regularly cloudy skies during the winter. And the average temperature of January in Hokkaido ranges from minus 12 degrees to minus 4 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
And very cold. And on the other hand, Okinawa has a subtropical ocean climate, and it keeps Okinawa and quite pleasantly and warm, even in winter.
Okay, and quite pleasant and
quite
warm.
Quite pleasant.
Uh-huh.
And while the rest of Japan is very shivering.
It's very...
Very shivering. Shivering.
While the rest of Japan is shivering.
Shivering.
Okay.
Shivering.
Okay.
And Okinawa normally enjoys around 15 to 20 degrees in January. And...
Okay, so Okinawa generally?
Even in January.
Okay, so can you say that again?
Okinawa normally enjoys around 50 to 12 degrees Celsius even in January.
Okay, good, yeah.
It's very, very foreign below 10 degrees Celsius.
Oh, okay, and rarely falls below?
Excuse me again.
And rarely falls below 10 degrees Celsius?
Yes, it is very, very falling.
Very rarely?
Very force. It very force.
Very falls.
Barely falls below the 10 degrees.
Oh, barely falls. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hardly falls.
Hardly falls. Hardly falls.
Okay, I'm hearing very falls, like V. I'm hearing V-E-R-Y, like very falls.
Oh.
I'm going very falls. Okay, barely falls.
Barely
falls, or just hardly falls, or.
It'd be better to say hardly. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hardly.
Barely falls. Rarely falls.
Barely falls.
Barely falls. Rarely falls. Hardly falls.
Barely falls. Hardly falls, hardly falls.
Is that easier?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hardly falls below. Or seldom, seldom.
Seldom, oh, okay. Seldom. It's seldom falls below the 10 degrees Celsius in Okinawa.
Okay, good. Why don't we try this one again since you're here today by yourself. So let's try this again. There's time for you to practice that again. Let's do the same answer. So tell me about the climate in winter in Hokkaido and Okinawa.
Hokkaido is located in the temperate zone and in subarctic zone.
Okay.
And in winter, Hokkaido is Hokkaido is known for icy winters. It has heavy snowfalls and regularly cloudy skies.
Okay.
And the average temperature of January in Hokkaido ranges from minus 12 degrees to minus 4 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
On the other hand, Okinawa has a subtropical ocean climate. It keeps Okinawa quite warm and pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And Okinawa normally enjoys around 15 to 12 degrees Celsius. Even in January, it seldom pours below 10 degrees Celsius.
Good. Yeah, that sounds better. Okay, so seldom is the word. Sounds better, right? Okay. All right, good. When do you think is the best time to visit Hokkaido?
Hokkaido, personally, I think I'm a very ski and snow lover.
Oh, okay.
It is a very good time to go traveling and go skiing in winter in Hokkaido, and also Hokkaido has many good attractions, winter attractions. For example, food, and because Hokkaido is blessed with the nature around surrounding by the sea.
Surrounded by the sea.
Surrounded by the sea.
Okay.
And very fresh seafood and fishes can be enjoyed.
Okay.
And also many hot springs near and close to the many snow ski resort areas.
Okay.
Can be found. So you can enjoy soaking in the bath. Soaking in the hot springs after skiing.
Oh, okay. All right, right. Winter is really nice in Hokkaido, I think. Even though it's very cold, it's very typical Hokkaido atmosphere,
yeah, right?
Okay, good. What do you think about Okinawa? Is there a good time of year to go or a best time of year to visit Okinawa?
Okinawa is a very warm and present climate. And if you are
Okinawa has
has climate.
Okay, why don't you say that again? So Okinawa has
a very pleasant and warm climate.
Okay,
and especially in summer, it is a bit hot and humid compared to the other areas in Japan, but
okay.
If you like go sunbathing and marine activities and scuba diving, so it would be better to go to Okinawa in summertime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Okinawa has a very beautiful beaches and coral reef. So
coral reefs.
Coral reefs.
Reefs.
Reefs. Reefs.
Yeah. Okay.
And in winter, also Okinawa is the ideal place for staying in in nice weather and warm weather, warm climate.
Okay.
And you can enjoy flowers and whale watching.
Okay.
Watching in winters.
Right. Okay. Good. So winter is actually nice in those places, even though it's extreme weather, right? Okay. Where can you ski in Hokkaido? You said Hokkaido has nice places to ski. Is there a place that's special to visit?
Many ski resorts area can be found in Hokkaido, but I strongly recommend Niseko ski resorts. It's close to Sapporo city. It takes about 2 or 3 hours from Chitose Airport.
Okay.
Of Sapporo. And Niseko is renowned for its powder snow, and in recent years many visitors from Australia visit Niseko resorts because of this snow, powder snow. And Niseko resorts area is the city is well known for very foreign friendly.
The Nise resort area is known as
a foreign friendly city.
Yeah.
City. And what is? And Niseko has Gerende is an English
No,
term?
German, slope. So slopes. English is slopes.
Slopes. Has four big slopes. And it is located in the Annapurna Mountains. And all resorts connected at the top of the mountains. And what is it?
Okay, well, that's probably enough. Yeah, it sounds like a nice place, right? Okay. So I would put, what did you first say? Tell me, I would recommend, what did you say? When I asked you where is a good place to go or a special place to ski in Hokkaido?
Niseko snow resorts, Niseko ski resorts.
Is a good place to ski. Okay, I think if you said something where the grammar wasn't 100% correct, but I didn't stop because sometimes I don't like to stop all the time. But okay, so the ski resorts area is a very special place. Okay, right. You mentioned, and I would put maybe the Niseko resort area is known as a foreign friendly. Rather than city, probably foreign friendly area.
Foreign friendly area. Niseko is known as a foreign friendly area.
Or you could say Niseko is known to be.
Known to be.
Foreign friendly.
Foreign friendly.
Yeah. So, either one is okay. Mm. All right. Good. Okay, let's go to the question three is actually, I've probably been asking the same type of question, right? Because it says here, I'm wondering whether I should go to Hokkaido or Okinawa at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say this time of year, because the guide test is the end of October, late November, maybe the first week of December, it would be... not summer, spring or autumn. It would be not real winter, but becoming winter. Okay? So let's see. I'm wondering whether about going to Okinawa or Hokkaido this time of year. Can you tell me about what their climates are like?
Okay. Hokkaido is now becoming cold as winter approaches, and it provides many good sites. Winter activities like skiing and snowboarding. Okinawa, on the other hand, is very warm and quite pleasant, and even in winter. And I think in Okinawa, heavy coat is unnecessary for visitors there.
Okay.
And the temperature in Okinawa at this time of the year is about the same as that over the springtime in Osaka and Tokyo. So you can enjoy flowers, whale watching, and fruits.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. I think, as I say, it doesn't really answer the question where to go. It just says, they have two different climates. The interesting thing, though, is that, you know, the end of November, maybe there's some snow in Hokkaido. And in the end of November in Okinawa, it's just beginning to become a little too cold to swim and go to the, you know, swim in
just
the beach.
Just for sunbathing
or yeah.
not swimming.
Yeah, not swimming. So it's kind of an interesting time of year. So, you know, this answer just tells about the climate. So right now, if you think of Okinawa in the, you know, end of November, it's still pleasant.
Still pleasant.
But it's not beach weather.
Mm-hmm.
And Hokkaido is cold, but it's maybe not skiing weather because there's no snow yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it depends. Probably I would just reinforce that it depends on what you would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you like, you know, pleasant, a little bit pleasant weather, then Okinawa is maybe better. If you like a little bit of, you know, mountain scenery and ocean scenery that's a northern climate, then maybe Hokkaido would be better because it's maybe too early to ski.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, there's something that you could do. Probably in this answer then, it depends on what you want to do, what you like to do, and then also depends on what the weather is, right? Because it could be, you know, unseasonably warm in Okinawa or unseasonably cold in Hokkaido or, you know, maybe something like that. So, but yeah, I think that's fine. Just telling the climates again. But I would just say it's this time of year, meaning the end of November. It's a little early for most skiing in Hokkaido, and it's also a little too late to, you know, go swimming in the ocean in Okinawa. But it will be warm weather. Okay, good. All right, let's go to question four. And. Yeah, people don't like this question. Okay, let's see. Let's just ask this. These days, global warming is getting more serious. How does it affect Japan? And what can Japan do to stop global warming?
Okay, so for Japan, seem to have escaped the serious natural disaster like droughts, floods, and heat waves that have affected the other part of the world. And
other parts of the world?
Excuse me?
Other parts.
Other parts of the world.
Okay.
And compared to other countries, Japan, the effects of global warming in Japan are relatively small, but more and more people are realizing that it is a real threat.
Mm-hmm. Threat, uh-huh.
Threat to our lives. And for example, it has slightly changed the plant's life.
Okay. And plant life.
Plant life.
Uh-huh.
Cherry blossoms blooming are gradually getting earlier.
Okay, so cherry blossoms gradually.
Cherry blossoms gradually
are blooming
earlier.
Okay.
Cherry blossoms are blooming earlier.
Okay.
Year by year.
All right. Sure.
And global warming maybe allows harmful insects in the subtropical zone to spread out to the temperate zone. And
okay.
I heard the many harvests are severely damaged. And so I think Japan heavily depends on other countries for its food supply. So what I suspect is most likely to happen in the future is the Japan effect. Japan seriously will suffer from the impacts of food shortages.
Okay.
And, if there will be crop failures in other countries and a decline in exports, I think it could lead to some food supplies, shortages.
Shortages. Right. Okay. So the question is, what can Japan do to stop global warming? And what, for example, can Japan do to stop or protect against food shortages?
We should all start increasing domestic food supplies.
Okay.
And on the government level, the government should make more efforts to develop more efficient technologies, especially on agriculture.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask, what do you do personally, fight against global warming or help to reduce global warming?
It sounds like a very consumer level, grassroots effort.
Okay.
When I shop at the grocery stores, I always carry the eco bags, in order to reduce the consumption of grocery and plastic bags.
Okay.
And I heard some people use their bicycle to go to office, to go to work.
Okay.
Instead of their using their cars.
Okay.
And people blindly join in recycling products, for example, washing their styrofoam.
We would probably just say paper plates. Styrofoam plates.
Styrofoam plates.
Right.
Plates used to fresh meat and fishes.
Oh, okay. Styrofoam containers?
Styrofoam containers used for the fresh fish and meat.
Okay.
And they washing them and then return them to the grocery store again.
Okay,
for recycling. Return
them, okay.
To return them to the grocery stores again for recycling. And in recent years, many supermarkets make efforts to collecting the styrofoam containers and PET bottles,
all right. I'm just being very detailed. The question is, what do you do? And I think the first thing is you said, I bring my eco bag to the store, and then you started saying people do this.
Okay.
Probably keep it I do this.
And
then you can maybe give a few examples of I do this, and then also, the stores collect or styrofoam plates and things. Let's try that again. Put a little bit more I, and then you could say people. What they do is they return their styrofoam plates. Trays is what.
Trays.
Yeah. I thought you were saying people at home, if they use their paper dishes, that they wash them or something. And you said. So okay, let's try that again. So I would say styrofoam trays.
Trays.
We say so meat tray or a styrofoam fish tray. They have the little square one. Mm-hmm. So let's try that again. What do you do to help prevent global warming? And start with the grassroots effort. Okay.
This is our grassroots efforts. And when I go shopping at grocery stores, I always carry my eco bags in order to reduce the consumption of plastic bags. And in recent years, many supermarkets collecting and blindly make efforts to collect the styrofoam trays and PET bottles. So I always wash the wash the trays. This is used for the fresh meat and fishes. And
fish.
Okay. And I return them to the grocery stores again.
Okay, good. All right, that sounds good, right? Yeah. I think that I wish more stores would take them. You know, a lot of stores don't have any place to accept them, right? Mm. Well, maybe you live in a better area than I do, but a lot of the stores in my area, I don't see many places to return the trays and things. Maybe I don't pay attention.
Maybe the community at large, maybe.
Right, right. I think some supermarket chains are better than others. You know, the supermarket chain, some are better than others to accept recycled things. Maybe not only the neighborhood, but the stores, the chain stores. Right. Okay, good. Other things people do is when they ask the question, what would you do to stop global warming? Right, bringing your own shopping bag or bringing the eco bag or my own shopping bag. And also I turn up the temperature in summer for the air conditioning and I turn down the temperature
Cool Biz campaign.
Right, like Cool Biz campaign. So for the air conditioning in summer I turn the temperature up a little bit and in the winter I turn it down and wear warmer clothes in my house. Mm. Okay, so those are, again, like you say, grassroots efforts. Right. So even though they're grassroots efforts, they try to help to reduce, you know, global warming. Another thing is also try to not use the air conditioning or heating in winter, but wear warmer clothes, or in summer use maybe a fan instead of air conditioner. Mm. Okay. So these are just hints that, you know, maybe you could add to this type of answer, because I think they want to know what Japan can do for reducing global warming, and then probably what would you do, what do you do, you know, to do that.
If the question asked me, they asked me, what do Japan do?
What should Japan do, or what does Japan do?
Uh-huh. What does Japan do? So it would be better I answer the government level.
Yeah, that's fine, government level. And you could also just even personally, at the end, personally, I, you know, bring my own shopping bag and I, you know, bring the trays for used for meat and fish to the store. So you could add that to make it a little personal. That's okay. Good. Okay, global warming. You're happy with that? You don't like the question. Okay. What about, you know, some of these questions we're talking about last week, seasons. Mm-hmm. And what do you think is the best season to travel in Japan? What is the best season to visit Japan?
Japan has four seasons, and each season has own attractions. And I personally strongly recommend you come to Japan in spring and autumn season, because springtime you can enjoy cherry blossom blooming, can be enjoyed across the Japan, and after cherry blossoms you also see many flowers like azalea, wistaria, and other iris, and other across the country. And also, autumn has many attractions because the four country is carpeted with the autumn leaves, colorful autumn leaves, and the cities, not only the cities and but also the mountains has been changed colors.
Okay, the mountains,
have changed colors.
Okay, good.
And also, the autumn is considered the best time for food at their best. And Japan is surrounded by sea.
By the sea.
And many fresh seafood and fishes. Fish. Fish can be enjoyed at this time of the year.
Okay, good. A lot of people maybe don't like summer because it's too hot, it's very humid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, many times foreign visitors have summer vacations, so they want to come to Japan during the summer. What would you recommend they do during the summer if tourists come here?
During the summertime, travelers can enjoy local festivals and many fireworks displays annually held during the summertime. Mm-hmm. And also escaping from the summer heat, you can go to the mountain resort areas like Hakone, Nasu in Nagano Prefecture, and also other parts of Tohoku regions. And the very green, fresh greenery, and the fresh air and greenery can be enjoyed in summer times.
Okay. Where is Nasu?
Nasu, not in Nagano Prefecture. It is Tochigi,
yeah. Okay. I think the famous place in Nagano is what? Karizawa?
Karizawa.
Right. Okay. Good. In Japan, I hear. Excuse me. In Japan, I hear there's a rainy season. Can you tell me about the rainy season?
Okay. Rainy season is called Tsuyu, and rainy season starts from the beginning of June to last about the month, and through the middle of July, and it has a partly heavy rainfalls, but rainy season has many aspects of positive.
Rainy season has many positive aspects.
Has many positive aspects because rain is needed for the farmers and for rice planting,
probably rice growing.
Rice growing.
Okay.
And many Japanese food. The rain is essential for Japanese typical foods like fermented foods, and such as miso paste, soybean paste, and shoyu.
Natto.
Natto. And very humid, and high temperature is needed.
Okay, right. Does everywhere have a rainy season?
Oh, except Hokkaido, there is a rainy season, and Hokkaido is no rainy season.
Okay, Hokkaido doesn't have a rainy season.
Few typhoons.
Okay. What about Okinawa? Does it have a rainy season?
Yes. And Okinawa, the rainy season starts a little bit earlier than the mainland of Honshu and Kyushu and Shikoku. Maybe, if I remember correctly, rainy season in Okinawa starts from May to June.
Something like that. Yeah, I've never been there rainy season, but right. So, yeah, Okinawa rainy season, usually May and then runs through June. Mm-hmm. And then by the time it's still rainy season in Tokyo, it's finished in Okinawa. Mm-hmm. Right. So probably the main, in your answer, I know most people think about the rainy season, middle of June to the middle of July but that's in Honshu. Mm-hmm. Right, so probably just want to say that the rainy season in Honshu, where Tokyo is, is from middle of June until maybe the middle of July, or sometimes it starts early in June goes to middle July, about a month to a month and a half. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like the cherry blossom season. Don't think of just the Tokyo as, you know, as one, you know, place, but think of all of Japan. It makes the answer sound nicer, and that would be good. So with that in mind, when and where can I see cherry blossoms?
If you are in Tokyo, in Kanto area, and cherry blossoms can be seen when and where? Around the the end of March through early April.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many good places to see cherry blossom. Mm-hmm. And for example, Chidori Gafuchi is a mode around the former Edo castle. It is now the Imperial Palace.
Okay.
And the Chidori Gafuchi along the moats in Chidori Gafuchi, there are thousands of cherry blossoms can be enjoyed, and especially at night they are lit up in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can rent a boat and you can enjoy seeing cherry blossoms from the boat.
Okay.
And also food stands and also can be found near the Yasukuni shrine.
Right.
And
okay.
Also there are hundreds of cherry blossoms there.
Okay, good. Is cherry blossom season the same for all of Japan?
Not same all over Japan, and because the archipelago stretches over 3,000 kilometers from north to east, north to south.
To the south, huh?
And the cherry blossoms front slowly moves northward, and in January, Okinawa, the cherry blossom starts, and Honshu regions, you can enjoy cherry blossoms around the middle of the end of March through April and early April,
mm-hmm.
and in Hokkaido, and it is at their peak around the golden week of early May.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, all right, good. Do you say Japan is about 3,000, well, 500 kilometers long. How big is Japan?
Japan has 370,000 square kilometers big. It is, if I remember correctly. And it is just smaller than California, but it stretches from northeast to southwest.
Okay, right. So I think it's 378 square kilometers. But yeah, that was good. 307, around, right?
Around.
So around 370,000 square kilometers. Good.
You didn't remember.
I don't give you a chance to review. Maybe we'll, okay, what we could do is we'll go back. I'll go back to what's your plan for this week. I know because we're going to have lots of time for lots of questions, so maybe I'll let you review. The next few questions talk about typhoons.
Oh, typhoon.
Okay. So tell me, first of all, what is a typhoon?
Typhoon or typhoons are violent tropical storms which often strike Japan from early summer to through autumn. And the typhoons usually make for heavy rainfalls and wind. And the people living in area close to the ocean, to the coast.
Okay, people who live in areas, or maybe you can say people who live near the coast.
Near the coast, are especially at their risk danger, in danger.
Are at risk.
At risk, mm-hmm. by damaging high tide.
Okay.
High tide, and also.
Maybe at risk from.
At risk from.
From.
Damaging.
Damaging. I don't damaging high tide. From maybe dangerous
or
high tide that causes damage.
High tide causes damage.
Yeah, why don't we try this again? Tell me. What you're trying to say is really good. Okay, so probably people who live in near the coast, mm-hmm. people who live near the coast are at risk from
very high tide. Very high tide.
Yeah. Okay.
Persons who live in who live near the coast
near the coast, yeah,
are at risk from high tide, and also land.
Let's put high seas. High seas.
High seas equals means.
Well, I'm trying to think. High tide is usually the flow, natural flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably the high currents or high seas. High waves.
High waves.
Okay. Let's start with the typhoon again. Let's try. What is a typhoon? And let's see. Let's start at the beginning. What is a typhoon?
Typhoon or typhoons are violent tropical storms. It often strikes Japan. They often strike Japan from early summer through autumn. And typhoons usually make for heavy rainfalls and wind, strong wind. Persons living near the coast are at risk from high waves.
Mm-hmm.
And also landslides are also a serious concern when rainfalls nonstop. Typhoons move at slow pace.
Okay, at a slow pace.
At a slow pace. Uh-huh. So you can see them coming at least 3 or 4 days in advance.
Mm.
Checking the weather report.
Weather forecast. Sure. Okay. What should I do if a typhoon comes?
If you are traveling Japan in typhoon seasons, you are supposed to make a point of checking the short time weather forecast, because
short time or the
short time.
Probably just the weather forecast.
Weather forecast. You'd better to check the forecast on TV or radio. And when typhoons approaches Japan, the forecast constantly provides warnings and informations. Especially focused on impact on transportation, because very huge typhoons often brings the transportation to stand still. For example, airplanes, ferries, and trains are stopped, and highways are closed.
Okay.
It would be better to check the forecast and correcting the information.
Okay. Should I go take a look outside and watch the typhoon?
Excuse me?
If it comes, should I go outside and look at it? No.
Maybe you cannot see the typhoon coming.
Okay. Right. Probably it's a good idea to stay inside, Okay, right. So probably add that to your answer. So watch the weather forecast, or sometimes we also say weather report. It's probably more common in English. Weather report, weather forecast. It's okay. So weather report, weather forecast. But don't go outside. If the typhoon is striking or hitting, don't go outside. Stay in the room and, be careful that if you are outside, you go into some place, because maybe trees will fall or things will fall or blow, and it could be dangerous. Some people might.
Especially on the typhoon storm day, many business and shops are closed in order to escape from the panic.
And escape from the typhoon, maybe.
Typhoon.
Okay, so if it comes, just watch the weather report and then just stay inside.
Mm.
And many times the typhoon passes in a few hours, right? So it isn't like it's 2 or 3 days.
Mm.
The typhoon is worst for maybe 2 or 3, 4 hours, and then after it just moves away, and many times it's clear after. So
it's clear with clear skies.
Right. So it's not that you will be inside for 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. but the days before and after it strikes sometimes can be very rainy.
Mm.
So, okay. How many times do typhoons come in 1 year?
On average, around 30 typhoons develop a year
mm-hmm.
Over the northwest Pacific Ocean, and about 7 or 8 of them pass over Okinawa area, and around three or four of typhoons hit the mainland and Kyushu and Shikoku.
Okay. Do typhoons ever come to Tokyo?
Not so often, but 2 or 3 times a year.
Okay, probably they hit Tokyo,
Hit Tokyo.
Yeah,
twice
okay.
or 3 times.
Yeah, sometimes, maybe not every year, but they mm-hmm. pass by, right? So, excuse me, even though Tokyo isn't the main part mm-hmm. where the typhoon passes, there are lots of wind and mm-hmm. also rain, so they will be affected, right? What is the difference between typhoons and hurricanes?
Storms are named by different storms are classified by different names depending on where they develop.
Mm-hmm.
In the Atlantic, storms are called hurricanes, and it is defined as the maximum wind speed of 37.2 meters per second, and in the Pacific Ocean, and they are called typhoons, and it is also defined as the maximum wind speed of 70.2 meters per second. And hurricanes are named after people, but typhoons are named as just a number. For example, the third typhoon of the year is just called as Typhoon number 3.
Hmm. Okay, right. Okay. Yeah, people mention that. Yeah, it's interesting. I know, you know, that's okay. That's nothing wrong with that. In Japan, probably I would say, in North America?
Mm.
I'm not sure. Like in Europe, they don't have hurricanes, but I'm just thinking, you know, in North America, in America and Mexico, they give them names.
Mm.
I don't know who decides, but they give them names, right? People's names. And in Japan, they just name one hurricane, 1, 2, 3.
Mm.
I'm not sure about other countries in Asia, like Taiwan or Hong Kong or, you know, China, Korea that get typhoons. I'm not sure what they do if they name it 1, 2, 3. But in Japan, they're just 1, 2, 3, you know, named as a number, given a number.
Very clearly named.
Very clearly named, right. There was a few years ago, I'm not sure if it's still in existence, but there was it could be, I haven't paid attention, but there was an effort among Asian countries to give typhoon flower names. Maybe you don't know, this isn't part of the guidance, but there was, you know, each time a typhoon comes, they might have one flower, and that typhoon, like number one, instead of being number one, was called the name of a flower in Chinese.
Mm.
And then number two might be a name of a flower in Malaysian.
Mm-hmm.
And number three might be Japanese. Number four might be, you know, Korean or something. So they had different names of flowers, like orchid or, you know, rose or something in the different languages. But nobody in Japan knew that. That was probably only on English language sites.
This is the first time to hear that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They had different names, and they said this flower means, you know, the name of the typhoon was something, and this is Korean for you know, orchid or I don't know, something like that. You know. But it didn't catch on. Japan is still numbering, so. Okay, good. One of the differences, yeah, is the, I know this answer says the hurricane, or this book answers as a typhoon is a tropical cyclone.
Okay. Or cyclone.
Just notice that in English there's terms for hurricane is a storm that develops in the Atlantic Ocean,
mm-hmm.
but also on the western part of the Pacific Ocean, on the western part of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
or it would be the Eastern Pacific. They're also called hurricanes. So I'm not sure if they're technically hurricanes by their wind speed, but people call them hurricanes. So Western Mexico also has hurricanes, which is the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. Cyclones are these storms mm-hmm. that develop in the Indian Ocean. So Bangladesh especially has lots of problems with with cyclones. They call them cyclones, not hurricanes. They don't call them typhoons. So in this answer, the typhoon is a tropical cyclone. I would just say, a typhoon is a tropical storm. Okay, because in English there are three different words for the same type of storm, and they're defined by location. So typhoon is the Western Pacific. Cyclone is Indian Ocean, and hurricane is the North American area of the Pacific and the Atlantic. Okay, yeah. Could be technically, also Hawaii has many bad typhoons. I think they call them hurricanes in Hawaii also, because they're really, really strong. So I'm not a weather forecaster or meteorologist is the word for the person who studies weather, but Hawaii is included, I think, in hurricanes. And that it could be because Americans use the word hurricanes, but when there's a lot of Hawaiians give their hurricanes names, Hawaiian names.
Hawaiian names. It sounds very familiar.
So there's a lot of Hawaiian names, and I think they're hurricanes, not typhoons. So, okay. The main point, though, is where they develop, and the wind speed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a hurricane is a storm that is at least 32.7 meters per second, and the Pacific Ocean. The North Pacific Ocean typhoon is a storm with a maximum wind speed of over 17.2 meters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's where they develop and the wind speed, technically. Okay, so as I said, I'm not a meteorologist, but that's what this is. But I know there, other than the Atlantic Ocean, hurricanes also occur in Mexico on the western part and also in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me go over question four again.
Question four.
And then we'll take a break. So, these days global warming is getting more serious. First, how does it affect Japan and what can Japan do to stop global warming?
So far, Japan seems to have escaped their serious natural disaster caused by global warming.
Okay, natural disasters.
Natural disasters caused by global warming, such as droughts, floods, and heat waves that have affected the other parts of the world.
Okay.
More and more people in Japan are now realizing that it is a real threat to our lives. And for example, it has slightly changed the plant life. Cherry blossoms are gradually blooming earlier than before, year by year.
Okay.
And global warming allows the harmful insects living in the subtropical zone to spread out to the temperate zone. And I heard the TV news said some of the harvest is seriously damaged. Mm-hmm. And I think Japan heavily depends on other countries for its food supply. So, especially Japanese government to take initiative to increase their food supply, domestic food supply, and also more efforts to more efforts to develop more efficient technologies on agriculture.
Okay.
And if they're, I'm really concerned about if there will be a crops failure in other countries and a decline in exports, and it could lead to some food shortages.
Okay, all right. What do you do to prevent or help reduce global warming?
It may be a grassroots activity. When I shop at the grocery store, I always carry my bags, shopping bags, and called eco bags, mm-hmm. in order to reduce the consumption of plastic bags and given by the supermarkets, by groceries.
Okay.
And in recent years, many grocery chains make efforts to collect the styrofoam trays. So I always wash the trays that is used for fresh meat and fish, mm-hmm. and I return them to the grocery store again for recycling.
Okay, good. All right, that's good. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and finish the few questions left, and then probably just review questions from lesson one and two. So I'll give you a chance during the break to review. It's not a break for you, but anyway, I'll let you know that I'm going to probably just go through a lot of these questions we had before. Okay? All right, good. Thank you.